Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much. Clarification is requested regarding the measures taken by Uruguay during the pandemic period. I'll refer to the measures that were adopted with two complementary points of view. First, national standards and norms to tackle the concern over the pandemic. At that time, we did not have vaccinations, we did not have roadmaps, we did not have any way to figure out how to contain the virus. I would then like to underscore that when we chose the measures we chose, we bore in mind specifically the call from the High Commissioner's office, from the High Commissioner herself, to have a human rights-based approach. As I mentioned yesterday in my introductory remarks, we all remember the situation. On 11 March 2020, the WHO raised the level of alarm to pandemic, an international pandemic, and 13 March in Uruguay, we declared a state of emergency. One of the measures that was taken was the closing of borders under this healthcare emergency, and one of the measures was the preventive closing of tourist events or events with large amounts of individuals. The general principle with the closing of the borders was a broad principle. The idea was to allow the entry into the country of Uruguayans and foreigners that were residents in Uruguay, and a broad list as well of other exceptions. Among these exceptions, I would like to mention two in particular: humanitarian cases and cases of international protection. Uruguay was at the vanguard in that it was one of the first countries to consider these to be good practices. Specifically addressing the question on Law 19,932, in December 2020, we adopted this law that allowed for temporary transit for public health reasons, the possibility of meeting together in large groups. This norm did not suspend but limited the enjoyment of the right to assembly. There were certain requirements set forth for this right to be in force, and the law prohibited the entry of into the country of people for 19 days. And there were exceptions. Those exceptions did allow, during those 20 days, which is the time period for which this measure was in place, they could. There were exceptions that allowed nationals and even some foreigners to enter. Secondly, the compatibility of the measures that were legitimately adopted by the Uruguayan state to protect the health of the population with international obligations set forth in the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. We'd like to note that Uruguay lived up to all of its obligations. I will explain more on this in a moment. Article 4 of the Covenant sets forth those rights that can be suspended or that cannot be suspended. However, as we've seen, our country did not suspend any of those rights, the right to assembly, nor the right to enter into the country. Rather, it limited the enjoyment of these rights in order to protect public health. From the linguistic standpoint and also from the legal standpoint, the terms suspend and limit mean different things. Suspend means to stop or fail to implement a measure, while limit means to reduce or reduce the scope. This as regards the international norms that have been adopted and were in place at that time. Article 4 of the Covenant also indicates those rights that cannot be suspended even in a state of emergency. This does not include the right to assembly nor the right to entry into the country. It is up to the states to suspend them or not in cases of emergency or states of emergency. Since Uruguay did not suspend but rather limit these rights, it was understood that there was no need to notify other states through the Secretary General of the UN in step with Article 3 of Article 4 that I mentioned, and that this obligation would be implemented in the case of suspension, not limitation of rights. That is to say that a right that is the enjoyment of which will not be allowed, that would be a suspension. That did not happen at any point in Uruguay. I would like to now recall that Uruguay at no moment had obligatory lockdown with the public, with security forces in the street, compelling people to remain in lockdown. Uruguay proceeded differently than the majority of the countries of the region and of the world as regards this. At no point during the pandemic was there a compulsory lockdown. As I said in my additional remarks, the basis of the Uruguayan policy was responsible freedom. That was a decision that was made. It was a hard decision. One didn't know what would happen. And however, the government decided to give priority to that principle of responsible freedoms. We were focusing on protecting public health, but we did want to limit rights as little as possible and thus give priority to freedom and liberty. Uruguay had an operation Everyone at Home. We used that at the beginning of the pandemic. There was no connectivity. Uruguayans